Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXBR's Northwoods Moment in History. In 1913, Thomas O'Brien was just an ordinary resident of Rhinelander. While his brother John O'Brien was a respected member of the Rhinelander Police Department and served his community honorably, it was the younger brother Thomas who did something remarkable. Thomas O'Brien undertook an incredible journey that few people even today would dare attempt. Thomas O'Brien was a young man who suffered a devastating stroke sometime around 1911. The entire left side of his body was paralyzed, and medical treatment of the day could do little to help him. O'Brien asked his doctors what therapy he should seek, and they advised him to move out west. "Move to the northwest, enter a spa, and take in the coastal air," was their advice. O'Brien followed their guidance. In 1912, he took what savings he had, boarded a train, and moved to Portland, Oregon. The change of climate did nothing, and O'Brien remained paralyzed on his left side. Out of money and frustrated with the lack of progress he was making, O'Brien decided to undertake a cure of his own. He checked out of the spa, gathered a bedroll, a change of clothing, and other necessities in a small backpack, and then started walking in the general direction of Rhinelander. When he left Portland on March 9, he had the princely sum of 5 cents in his pocket. There were no real roads or highways in those days, so O'Brien followed the tracks of the Chicago, Milwaukee, and Puget Sound Railroad. At the time of his departure, O'Brien could move his right foot with difficulty and had to drag his left foot behind. He forced himself forward, and as the days and weeks progressed, his limbs became stronger. The ability to move slowly began to return. O'Brien was a proud man and refused to beg or seek sympathy for his plight. Each time he reached a town or village, he sought out the mayor or other official and asked if there was work for him. He would linger in each town for a few days, earn a little cash, then move onward. In towns where there was no work, he appealed to local law enforcement to let him sleep in a cell for the night. But never did he ask for a handout. In some instances, he went 2 days with no food. On June 13, 1913, Thomas O'Brien reached Auburndale, Wisconsin, nearly cured of his paralysis. His Rhinelander relatives picked him up and drove him the rest of the way home. O'Brien had 2 pairs of shoes recobbled during his journey, but he wasn't done yet. He was so inspired by his walk that he announced he would continue the journey from Rhinelander to New York City. And on August 18, O'Brien gathered his knapsack and departed for New York. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.